Welcome back, y'all. It's Nathan here at Movement of Change, and I wanted to follow up here with our second episode of the second season. I'm still talking about buying cars for my teenagers, and the first episode spoke about that and how different dealers made me feel and how that resulted in a sale or did not result in a sale. And today I want to talk about a similar thing, is relying on others' expertise. You know, whether you're a loan officer or you're an agent or whatever role of work you have, many people feel that we're the expert and feel that nobody's better than us. I mean, that's just how, you know, a lot of us have that kind of D drive in a DISC profile, if you're familiar with that, a dominant kind of profile. But anyway, we need to remember that others know as much or sometimes more than us, and we need to rely on them. And so an example here with the car, you know, when I was looking at various cars, I reached out to a buddy of mine who's a car dealer. I mean, why not tap into his expertise? And so he educated me on a lot of things that I wasn't even thinking about. You know, here I was thinking, look, I know how to buy a car. I know how to check Carfax. I know how to do this. A lot of us in our job think we know how to do it best, when really we need to humble ourselves and realize that we need to check with those around us and get their opinion and advice, particularly if they're experts or in the same field that we are working to strive and better ourselves to be. That's all I want to leave you with today. Again, the stuff I'm sharing is not rocket science, but it's applicable to everybody, whether it's in work or relationships or anything of that nature, particularly if you're in the mortgage business or real estate business. Thank you for listening today. I'll be back.